The CEO of Lifeway, Julie Smolyansky, is joining us. And you're an amazing success story in the business world. I want to ask you about the business side of things, though, because this is stressful on every business. But, you know, also about kind of the healthiness is top of mind. Staying healthy is on all of our minds. Julie, thanks for being on with us.
Thanks for having me, Anna.
So it's
Yeah, well, first, I was just going to say I would love to actually just express our condolences on behalf of everyone at Lifeway, on behalf of myself, to everyone who is, grieving right now and experiencing the loss of a loved one or has a loved one that is sick or fighting this disease. We are grieving with you and mourning with you collectively. So that I just, it's just so sad to see.
It's affecting more and more people, and it's, you know, it's hitting close to home for a lot of families right now.
I guess, and I'd also like to say how grateful we are to all those healthcare workers who are just heroic efforts happening right now, and not just health workers, but the supply chain and, like, people in my business. Absolute heroism happening in different ways, from the farmers to the ingredient suppliers, the truckers, food processors like myself, all the grocery workers, the delivery people. This is an epic overhaul happening within the supply chain to just be able to continue to keep grocery store shelves stocked and having, you know, nutritious food on the American people's tables is just also another really critical place right now. And we're really proud to be a part of that.
They deserve our respect and our help. And if any way we can help them, that certainly is something we should do. Let's explain Lifeway, too, because people will know you from your star product, which is kefir, which I always pronounce incorrectly. So if I said it wrong this time, please tell me. It's like a yogurt probiotic drink, and you see it everywhere in all the grocery stores.
Thank you. Yeah, that's right. My family and I were refugees and immigrants from the former Soviet Union over 44 years ago. When kefir was a staple for over 2,000 years from my ancestors, who in the Caucasus Mountains where kefir really originated from 2,000 years ago, my ancestors said that kefir could help heal the body. There was lots of preventative and medicinal benefits that they kind of intuitively felt in their gut. They used to say that it was a gift from the gods, and the people there lived into the 100 years of age, and they contributed their longevity to their consumption of kefir. And then in 1908, about 100 years ago, Elie Metchnikoff, who was a microbiologist, did the first studies around fermented milk, the probiotics. When the milk is fermented, that's what causes the creation of kefir. The fermentation process, which is actually used as a way to keep food preserved and dairy preserved. But so they found that the kefir, you know, was the byproduct of the preservation process and fermentation process. And Elie Metchnikoff found the benefit, life benefits to consumption of kefir. He won a Nobel Prize for his research. And in those 100 years since that time, thousands of research studies have been conducted on the benefits of kefir and probiotics. And not all probiotics are the same. That's another piece of research that was found recently by scientists at UC Davis. They found that when probiotics were consumed through a dairy source like kefir, that the benefits that were supposed to happen from consumption of probiotics actually happen. Because the gut is a very acidic place. So most of the pills that you take don't survive past the gut because of that acidity. And when when they found that the probiotics get sort of encapsulated and protected by the dairy, and they're able to make it through the entire digestive process and really do what the function that they're meant to do, which is to boost your immune system or to support your immune system, I should say. So it's very powerful. You know, we talk about food a lot, and everyone's talking about their diets and their, you know, what they're going to eat for breakfast, lunch.
We're all trying.
Yeah, everyone's trying. And this
fewer
is one
trips
of those
to the grocery store, Julie, but still trying to make do with what we have and throw meals together with the things that are available, and then
right.
trying to think about healthy on top of all that. It's a challenge. It is.
It is. And I would say, you know, we should have a lot of compassion for ourselves in this time. You know, if banana bread is become a top food for you, that's okay. You know, right now, there's no right way to deal with a global pandemic and a crisis like this. So really, I would just say, you know, have compassion for yourself, and allow yourself to sort of do what feels necessary for you, because we are in a place of survival right now, really. But I will say that kefir is a great nutritional bang for the buck, because you get your protein, you get your calcium, you get all those probiotics. And, you know, kefir can last in your refrigerator for a very long time. It's got several months of shelf life. So when you think about those fresh foods and, you know, foods that can give you that nutritional bang for the buck, this was a great one. And you can, you know, we use it for smoothies. You know, I roast a bunch of vegetables together, throw them into my blender, and then throw some kefir on top of it for a great creamy kind of soup. But knowing that I get those probiotics, I bake banana bread with it too. So there's a lot of things you can do with it. We have tons of recipes. But even just straight out of the bottle, you know, keeping it easy and simple. Everyone's so crunched for time right now. I know we are all doing the school learning for the kids and keeping everyone, homeschooling and doing all the cleaning and all the, there is like no time, and then just keeping up with all of the news, and trying to be, you know, good friends to our community. You know, I know everyone's really feeling like there's no time to do anything. So, you know, it's an easy, quick thing that you can do to support not only your immune system, but also, this is another really interesting finding. Doctors and Harvard researchers and many doctors have found this already, that the gut is actually like a second brain, and 90% of serotonin comes from the gut.
Yeah.
And serotonin is the feel-good chemical that makes you feel good. So they found that kefir can help reduce stress, depression, and anxiety, too.
Julie, I'm sorry, we got to leave you there, because we are up against the clock here with the governor speaking in a couple minutes. But we appreciate you calling in and reminding us about pay attention to our health at a time like this as well. Julie Smolyansky, she is the CEO of Lifeway Foods. We'll be back in a minute.